The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Nun Dalet. Today's Daf is being studied by Mishmat Mozikini, Yosef Ben Sarav, Amarat Zekanati, Yafar Batsav, and Mishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Kirchem, Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied by Ashur Anom, Moshe Ben Dina, ve'Sarah Bat Rachel. וגם נתן בן שולמית אין מרפת הנהם, מרפת הנפש ורפת הגוף ואתם כלבד ובכן ירסו ונאמר אמן ובגין תראה את דף ונגיד מל עמוד ב' and we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom starting from a quote from the Mishnah נפל לתוכו שור וחילב ונשתבלו we learned in the Mishnah that said what? A shore fell into a bore the Baal HaBor is חייב on the shore but it's patur in the kelim. Let's say you had vessels, earthenware vessels, they broke in the bor, he doesn't have to pay. That's a chadush. That bor doesn't pay for kelim. How do you know that? Well, first of all, we're not going to be Yehuda. V'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev on the skei kelim bebor. Rabbi Yehuda said, bor is chayev on kelim. Mike ta'amad, the Muslim reason of the rabbis, the amar kera, v'nafal shama shor o hamor. The Gemara's doresh, shor velo adam. Hamor velo kelim. Same as the Rasha. That the only time that a boar has to pay is what? Legabe shor. But not by Adam. Shor velo Adam. Let's say Adam falls into a boar. Correct? Hamor velo kelim. Gezerat ha-katuf. Look at Rashi. Shor velo Adam. Medelo ketiv venafal shama hanofel. Right. Why didn't it just say and the faller fell? What does it got to give me? Shor, hamor. Alma limi'ute ata. Must be it's coming to exclude. Shor veloze. Hamor veloze.
Okay.
The Gemara is going to ask later on, how do you know other animals? Just say shor v'hamor. How do you know sus? How do you know other animals? The Gemara will analyze that in a moment. V'rabi Yehuda, how does Yehuda say hayav in kelim, o lirabot et kelim? Says v'nafal shama shor o hamor. Oh, the O comes to include. To tell me, O even kelim. The O is rabot. Ah, v'rabbanan, O miv'ele lehalek. Rabbanan need the word O to split, because you would have thought, you only chayav when two things fall in, shor v'hamor. So the fact that it says shor o hamor, it teaches you that even if one animal falls in, you're going to be chayav. You might have thought that, well, maybe only chayav when they both fall in together. So the O separates. V'rabbi Yehuda lehalek, how does Yehuda know to separate? B'me v'nafal nafka. Because the pasuk says v'nafal shama, it doesn't say v'naflu. And the fact that it's v'nafal, which is singular, that means you know, v'nafal either a short or v'nafal either a hamor. V'rabbanan v'nafal tuva mashma. No, the word v'nafal doesn't have to be plural. V'nafal means, and it fell. It could be many forms. It doesn't have to be plural. You could have v'nafal shama shor v'hamor. It doesn't mean anything. So therefore, they do this to O, they don't know from Venafah, the O is coming to Merbe Kerim. Now the Gemara says, hold it. I got your Dirashot. But I have another problem now. Because when you let's get the whole Pasuk in our minds. It says, and the Pasuk it says, Venafal Shama Shor Bahamor, O Hamor. Gemara says, Emma Venafal Klal. Shor v'hamor pirat klal uprat en bichlal ela ma shebeprat shor v'hamor in mide aharina lo. Let's go remind ourselves of the klalim over here. Remember how a klal prat works? Generality and then a specific. Klal prat. Lo is whenever the Torah talks like that, it's only the prat. En bichlal ela ma shebeprat. Therefore, v'nafal. Anything v'nafal. Doesn't specify. It's klal. Shor or Hamor, Prat. Oh, so I'll tell you, Klal Prat. Only Shor v'Hamor. Yes. But anything else, Sus, and whatever it is, you'll be Patur. Why don't you be Doreshet b'Klal Prat? Gemara says, Amre ba'al abor yishalem hazar vekalal. Klal uprat uklal I atadan ela ke'en haperat. Ma haperat meforash ba'ale hayim af kol ba'ale hayim. Good. Happens to be, you forgot the end of the pasuk. At the end of the pasuk, it says, ba'al abor yishalem. Regardless. But it's a klal. Oh, so it's a klal. Venafal. Klal. Shor v'hamor prat. Ba'al abor yishalem klal. Oh, how does the klal prat klal work? So then the law is that the klal is coming to say it's including things that are ke'en ha-perat. Things that are similar, not the prat, but things that are the ke'en ha-perat. Now let's find the properties of the prat. What's the properties of a shor and hamor? What do they have in common?
Animals.
They're both animals. Huadin, all animals. So that's how we know. Larbot, susim, vegemalim, vechule, vechule. Good. Oh, wait. Once I can find some commonalities between a shor and hamor that maybe will exclude some other animals, I'm going to do that. For example, ima haprat meforash davar shenivlato metamea b'magao masa af kol davar shenivlata metamea b'magao masa aval ofot lo. We have a law. Law of tumat nevela. A shor, let's say, dies. The carcass is called a nevela. Forget about eating it. We know you can't eat it. But the Torah teaches us that that nevela animal exudes tum'ah. You touch it, if you carry it, tum'at magat, tum'at masa. There's a law. By animals that die, the nevelot are mitameh. That law incidentally applies both to a shor and both to a hamor. So I'll say, what's the prat have in common? It's animals that have tum'at magat umasa beniblatam. Af kol behema sheyesh tum'at nevela benevlatam is included in the bor. Mashe'en ken ofot. There's no din of tum'at nevela legabe ofot. So I'll say a new hadush now. If some guy's bird falls into the pit, the abala will be patur. Because it only says shor v'hamor. Right? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, lo, I'm sorry, abal ofot lo. In ken nichtov rahmana had prata. If that was the case, the Torah could have written like this: Venafal shama klal shor ba'ala bor yishalem. Just tell me one prat. Shor, and I would tell you what. What's the commonality of a shor? It's an animal, so it would come to include all animals. But what type of animals that are ke'en ha-pirat like a shor? That what? That exudes tumah b'niblatam. Why did you have to come along and say shor v'hamor? You had to tell me already two examples. So two examples is coming to be merbeh, even things that niblatam and not mitamif. The fact that you gave me two examples, you could have gave me one example. So the extra example teaches me that it's coming to include more items. Look at Rashi, please. Nichtov rahmana had prat. See that Rashi? Oshor, or hamor, vedarshinan, called ke'en ha-perat. I would say ke'en ha-perat. Just like the shor is an animal, and it also niblatam etameh, so to all animals. Umedekatav idach, im eno anyan ledabash niblato metameh. I don't need the hamor now for niblato teme'ah, because I know that from shor. Deha'at bichlala, I know that already from the klal. Tenau enyan le'ofot, dedamu le'prata behad tzad. Da'ave ba'ale hayim. Good. Which means, once already, I don't need hamor, let's say, for nivlatat tameh, because I'm from shor. So then, what is hamor going to teach me? Hamor will come to include something else. Since it's domeh to shor in one way, meaning it's ba'ale hayim, so now I'll come to say even ba'ale hayim that are not nivlatat tameh. The extra prat comes to expand the klal. It only said shor, shor is shor. That is what it is. Nivlatan tameh, ba'ale hayim. Oh, it's a hamor. Oh, now obviously, I don't need that for nivlatan metameh. That I know already from shor. So it must be coming to include something that's not already in shor. But it has to be similar to shor, obviously. It has to be ba'ale hayim. Good. So ba'ale hayim, she'en nivlatan tameh. Dehainu, ofot. Very good. V'ika le mefrach. Oh, So the Gemara continues Rashi. Hashta de tarvayu tzirichi meecha mima'et adam.
You could have asked the question now. Once already I need shor and I need hamor, how could you make your derasha shor velo adam, hamor velo kerim? The Gemara is going to ask another question that she says. Ela me'ak miltad da'ofot makshe v'azil. Which means the Gemara is going to knock this off from a different way. But right away at this point, what you tell me, I need shor for this, I need hamor for that. Where's your shor velo adam then? Good. But the Gemara is going to ask another question.
Da'ofot lo? Gemara says, "Im ke nichtov, I want a hat prata. Hey nichtov."
Oh, the Gemara says, "How do you want it to write it? Hey nichtov. What wrong?
I katab shor. You tell me, just write shor.
Which again, let's crystallize. You're telling me, you know how I know even ofot from the fact that it said both, right? Because if it wanted to, the Torah should have just said one, assuming that one would work. The Gemara is assuming one would have been fine." Like this is two, Shor HaHamor, comes to teach me even off what? Come on, hold it. How did you want the Torah to write one item? That's an impossibility. Couldn't do that. That's not an option. Why couldn't it do it? Hey, Nichtov, what do you want it to do?
I katav Shor, right? Hava amina karev legabe mizbeach in, she'eno karev legabe mizbeach lo.
Oh, if it just would have said Shor, I would say, okay, only items that are away from the mizbeach. Like a Shor. Mashek and Hamor or Susim.
No. Now, the Ikatav Rahmana Hamor, and if the Torah just would have written Hamor, Hava Mina Kadosh Bebechora in, She'en Kadosh Bebechora lo.
As opposed to, Hamor has a Kedusha, Petr Hamor, right? The Kedusha of a Hamor.
Now she says, She'en Kadosh Bebechora lo, Kegon Susim, Vigemalim. So therefore, Ktav Rahmana Shor. Delo Itzericha.
Now, I don't need Shor, because Shor also is Kadosh, by the way. Bebechora. So therefore, I don't need Shor for Kadosh Bebechora, because I know that already from Hamor. So therefore, Shor comes and teaches me what? De'am Mechlal Ateh, Lirebuya Afilu Susim, Vegemalim.
So Shor would come and teach me even things that are none, kados bebechora. Hamor would teach me what? Kados bebechora.
Okay, good. What is shor for? Shor's extra. The shor is also kados bebechora. So that's not going to teach me that I'm already from Hamor. So shor must be coming and tell me susim, gemalim, other items like that.
Hu'il vedamu leprata mishne stadim.
Because they're similar at least in two ways. Shor and Hamor are similar in what? Ba'ale chayim, nivlatam, tameh. So those items they're equal on. So therefore must be coming to tell me a Hiddush, that not only things that are kadosh bebechora, but things that are even not kadosh bebechora, namely susim vegemalim. Aval ofot, back to the ofot, lo dami. It's only similar betzad echad, which means av hamor and shur, correct? They're similar in these two items, by the way. You know what they're similar in? They're similar in two things. Ba'ale chayim, they are. And also similar in what? That the Bechor of these items have Kedusha. Oh. So let's say just a Hamor. So I would say, you know what? Things that are Kadosh, like a Hamor, they're subject to the subject of Bor. What do I need Shor for? If it's going to come and teach me Kedusha, I know that from Hamor already. And a Shor is coming to teach me other animals outside. Because already I don't need it for it. Meaning, the similarities, they are there. Animals, they are. Kedusha bebechora, I know that from Hamor. And they're similar anyway, both of these items to that. So they must be coming to teach me a new item. Susim, the gemalim. Good. Horses, camels. Phenomenal. However, how are you going to know ofot? Because Shor and Hamor are only similar to each other in what? They're similar in Ba'alei Chayim. They're similar in Nivlatan Tameh. An of is not similar to these items. It's only similar that it's Ba'alei Chayim, but it's not similar to Gabe, Nivlatan, Tameh. Therefore, you have no option to learn Ofot. You told me, oh, just say one item. No. If you would have said Shor, I would say only items on the Mizbeach. So it says Hamor. Hamor, I would say only items because of Shor Bechora. Oh, and therefore Shor is coming to teach me Susim v'Gemalim, because they all have these similar too. But Bashekin Ofot, I still don't know. So if, how do you know Ofot? That's the basic question, the Gemara.
Gemara says, oh, you know what? You're right. Gemara says, Ela. You know what the real answer is? Amar kera vehamet yehye lo kol devar mita. That's the source. You know how you know all animals? Vehamet yehye lo. Any item that can die. That's called everything. Shor, hamor, susim, gebalim, ofot. Vehamet yehye lo comes to teach me all items. So therefore I know all animals are included. So comes the Gemara and says, wait, that's a problem. Because all items that can die, according to the Bihuda, and then, wait, let's go slow. According to the Bihuda, he says, Yahayav and Kelim in the board, right? Mm-hmm. Can Kelim die? So Stam, how does...
It's another...
Oh, so you have a special Dirasha, all teaches me that about Kelim. And Vamit Yelo tells me, all items are kalas, so it's contradicting the Rashot here. So the Gemara says, Ben Rabbanan, they come in Ma'atel Uchelim. According to Rabbanan, they may ma'at kelim from the word Hamor. Hamor velo kelim. Uben Rabbi Yehuda, they come marbele Uchelim from the word Kelim bene mitaninu. Which means, according to the rabbis, what did you need to exempt it? It's exempted. Vamet yelo. Kelim don't die. And according to the Bihuda that included it from all, how could you include it from all? The Chaura, only items that are benemita. So Mi'man Avshar, Ben Bihuda, that's Mechayev Kelim. Ben Rabbanan, that's Poter Kelim. You both don't make any sense, because they're not benemita. You know what the Gemara answers? They are. Gemara says, Amre Shviratan Zuhi Mitatan. How do you kill a Keli? You break it. Shviratan Zuhi Mitatan. So therefore, Vamet Yelo would teach you, according to the rabbis, any items that die. The Chaura, that would include what? Even Kelim. That's why I need the word Hamor. Hamor velo Kelim. And according to the Bihuda, Vamet Yelo teaches me, Vamet Yelo teaches me all items that die. Oh, so the Chaura, what do you need the word? Oh, focus, I would have poter them from Hamor velo Kelim. That's why I need to be merbed from the word oh. But bottom line, you need to deal with Kelim. Because they're in the subject of Mita. Look at that sheep, please. Shviratan zoi mitatan. Hilkach. Lerabbanan. Ata Hamor lema'atinu. Hu'il velav mitam mamashi. Right. Which means, alright, Shviratan zoi mitatan, but come on. It's not a real death. It's like an animal. Therefore, you can exempt it from Hamor. Veshor lemeute Adam. Shero min bema. Vi katav rahmana. Had. Oh, if the Torah just would have written, let's say, Shor or Hamor, havamina lemeute Adam, I would have taken Adam away. Aval kelim lo. Dechi kamemaed baale hayim dekevate kamemaed. Because I would exempt things that are similar to a behema, shor velo adam, hamor velo adam, because it's in the species of living, and therefore I would not have mimaet kelim. Da'achi yitzarech hamor. That's what it says about shor velo adam. What's hamor teach me? Must be hamor teach me another item. Hamor velo kelim. If it just would have said one, I only would have mimaet adam, which is similar to an animal. But now that it says shor vehamor, I say shor velo adam, hamor velo kelim. Right. Because even though we said what? Anything that dies. But come on, kelim, they die when they break, but it's really not a death. That's why I need an extra oath to come and teach me. Yeah, that death is considered death enough to be hayav on kelim. The question is, according to me, what does it do with hamor? That's the Gemara will ask later. Okay, let's review again what took place over here. Basically, the Gemara started off Machloket, fantastic, famous Machloket, the Bihuda v'Hachamim, the Gebe, Kelim in a board. That's really you have to remember the Machloket. The Bihuda mechayev b'Kelim, the Banan poter. Then the Gemara started with sources.
Okay.
Oh, what was the sources? The Ma'aseh, the sources, according to Hachamim, Shor v'lo Adam, Hamor v'lo Kelim. Beautiful. according to Rabbi Yehuda, or comes to be merbe. To include. The Gemara then came along and said, what are you talking about over here? We start with this klal prats, then we made a klal prat klal, to come and start including more items, back and forth. Yeah. The Gemara basically then said, you know what, you know how I know all animals? Vamet yedo. So, is that what it says? Vamet yedo. Items that die. That includes ofot, susim, gemalim, any items that die. Oh, won't you tell me any items that die? So then let's go back to our Kelim story. What did I need anything? According to Yehuda, what did you have to be Marbe?
If Kelim die.
Because you tell me Kelim die when they break. Right? Kelim die when they break. So if Kelim die when they break, what's the oil coming to teach me? It's considered a death, but it's really not a regular death. So I really need the oil to come and tell me, yeah, that death is considered enough to say you're going to be Hayav. And according to the rabbis, Vemet yelo, yeah, Kelim die, and therefore you're going to be patur. But since there's a, it's called a death a little when they break, so therefore I'll say, Shor velo adam, hamor velo kelim. To really say, no, you know what, even so, you're exempt. Now mind you, if I just would have said Shor alone, I would have said Shor velo adam, and finished. That's why I say Shor velo adam, hamor velo kelim. Rabbi Yehuda, he knows the word, oh. So teaches them below Adam. What does Hamor teach you? Gemara is going to tell us now. Or later on. Continue one more point. Amre. Ulrav. One more point. Tamar borish chaybalav Torah. Lehavlo. Velo lehavato. Ben Rabbanan ben Rabbi Yehuda. Kelim ben havalaninu. Very good question. Remember we learned according to Rav. What's the damage of a bor? The haval.
Foul air.
The foul air. Very good. Now you're giving me a whole subject. Kelim, yeah, kelim, no kelim. According to Rav, what's even the discussion? Kelim lechara only break from the havat, from the bank. And you're telling me anyway, the bank, you're patur on. So therefore, what's this? According to Rav lechara, this discussion is superfluous. Gemara says, no. Amre behate de mepakhe mehabla. Nu keli heres that can get damaged from the foul air. They burst when it comes in contact with the air. So, don't worry about Haval. Haval, there's a Kelim issue here as well. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Ve'ai v'amit yeyelo me'ba'i elelich v'rabba de'amar ava shor pesulei ha'mukdashim sh'nafa le'bor patu sh'ne'emar v'amit yeyelo b'mi sh'amit shelo yatzaze she'en amit shelo. Which means, you just told me that what? And how do I know that all animals that fall to a bor, the balabor is chayav, v'amet yelo. Any item that dies, chayav. Beautiful derasha. But, I'm sorry, it's used already. What is it used? On yesterday's daf. What did we learn on yesterday's daf? Shor pesulei mukdashim that falls into a bor. The balabor doesn't have to pay. Why? Because it's not lo. Because what do you do with Chopis Tov Mukdashim? You got to bury it. Oh, so it's not law. You cannot sell the carcass. So how are you telling me now that Yelo's teaching me any animal that dies, it's used already? That's Gemara's question. Yehuda says, you're right. Ela, you know how I know any animal? All animals? Not from Vemet Yelo. I know from another Pasuk. Amar Kera, Kesef Yashiv Liba'alav. Lerabot kol deit le bealim le baalav. You will read. You, Mr. Bor, your bor damaged. You have to return money to the owner. Anything that has an owner. Does a chicken have an owner? Yes, you got to pay him. Does a sus have an owner? You got to pay him. So I know it from the word le baalav. Oh, back to kelim. Iache afilu kelim v'adam nameh. Kelim for sure have an owner. And Adam, he's his own owner. So therefore, once you're telling me the Baalav, where did you get the exemption of Adam and Kelim? Very simple. Amar Kira, Shor velo Adam, Hamor velo Kelim. That's why you need Shor velo Adam and Hamor velo Kelim, because from Baalav, it would come to include it. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamar velo le Kelim. But Rabbi Yehuda, that says from the word oh. That he came to long and say kelim is included. Bishlamash or mimayet adam. El hamor may mimayet be. What does the Biyuda exclude from Hamor? Ela Amarava Hamor Debor Lerbi Yehuda Vesed Aveda Ledvrea Kol Kashya. Wow. Gemara says, yeah, this is one of the Kashyas that we really don't know the answer to. The Hamor in Bor, according to the Biyuda, we don't know what he's Dorish. And Se by Aveda, which I'll tell you what that is in a minute, also we don't know, according to everybody, what the word Se is coming to teach me. Look at Rashi. Bottom Rashi in the Daf. Vese de Aveda. Yeah? Kevan dechtiv nechol Avedat Achicha. By the law of Aveda, it says any item that was lost to your brother. Lamma li dekatav rachmana hamor, veshor, vese, vesalma. Over there it says, Kol Avedat Achicha. And then the Torah gives a list. You lost a shor, vese, salma, hamor. So the Gemara over there explains, what do I need all the specifics for? So it explained why you need hamor. It explained why you need salma. It explained why you need shor. But it was stuck. It couldn't explain why the Torah wrote se. All the other pratim were accounted for. But when it came to se of aveda, they couldn't get. So the Gemara says, you know what? This is the famous line. Hamor debor adibadr biyuda. And se by aveda le devra akol. Kasha, we really don't know how they accounted for.
But I continue. Nafanu tocho shor heresh, shote, vekatan hayav. So we said what? A shor heresh, or a shote, or a katan, fell into the boar, so you have to pay. And we don't know what this is. So the Gemara says, my shor heresh, shote, vekatan. What does it mean, shor heresh, shote, vekatan? Idima shor shel heresh, shor shel shote, shor shel katan. Meaning it's going on the owner. The shor is a regular shor. But the owner is a haresh shor tevekatan. And you're telling me what? Hayav. Ha, shor shel pikeyach patur. Does that make sense? And if the owner is a pikeyach, the balabor is patur, it makes no sense. Which means if the Mishnah is talking about the owner of the shor, but if the owner is a haresh shor tevekatan, so then the balabor is hayav. And if the owner is a pikeyach, well, the balabor is patur. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, shor shehu haresh. Shor shehu shote, shor shehu katan. It's going on the shor. The shor is deaf, the shor is shote, the shor is a minor. So the Gemara says, oh, make a diuk. Ah, shor shehu pikeyah. But if it's a smart shor, patur. You mean patur? And the Gemara has a question. Is that so? Which means a shor pikeyah, you're telling me if a smart shor falls into a boar, patur? Amar Yirmiyah, lo mebaya kama. The Mishnah is saying lo mebaya, meaning lo mebaya shor shu pikeyah dehayav. For sure, even if it's a smart shor, it goes without saying. If a smart shor falls into a pit, you have to pay. Aval shor chereshut vekatan ema chereshuto garmalo katnuto garmalo velipater. I would have thought that maybe shor that's a chereshut vekatan, maybe his harshut caused them to fall in, and therefore maybe the balabor is patur. Maybe his shtuyot or shtuto or his katnuto kamash malam. That what? No. That still, not only if the shor is a pikeyach, but even if the shor is chereshut vekatan, you have to pay. That's one way of learning. Amar le Rav Aha le Ravina. What do you mean? Ve'atanya nafa le tocho bar da'at patur. Says in the Braita, if a bar da'at fell into the boar, the bar da'at is patur. What's bar da'at mean? My lad shor bar da'at. Must be the bar da'at's going on the shore. Meaning a shore, but also what do you see? That if the shore is a pikeyah, you're patur. So therefore, you want to tell me now in the last Gemara, Shor Pikeyach, Shor Chereshto V'Katan, Yehayav, and all of them. But the Braita clearly says, or not clearly, the Braita is mashma, that if the Shor is a Ben Da'at, you're patur. If the Shor is a Pikeyach, you're patur. Amale lo Adam. What does Bar Da'at mean? Bar Da'at means an Adam. And we know the law, we learned it already, that if an Adam falls into a boar, Shor Velo Adam. Therefore what it says, Nafal Bar Da'at, it means Adam. Ela me'ata Adam ben Da'at hu de patur, halav ben Da'at hu de hayav. Well, and if you're talking about a guy, a human that doesn't have Da'at, what if Shoteh falls in the board, you're going to be hayav on him? What do you mean? Shor velo Adam ketiv.
Elamai ben da'at. You know what ben da'at means? Mean ben da'at. Meaning from the species. Which means a human being. That's what it means to say. Mean ben da'at. Doesn't matter whether he has da'at or not. But he's from the species of da'at. Amar le, but he's about to have a question. Ve'atanya nafal letocho. Clearly. Shor ben da'at. Oh. If the shor is a pikeya, clearly. Patur. So how could you tell me that shor pikeya yahayav for? Clearly you have a bride that says not like that. So you know what the Gemara says? You're right. Ela amar rava. Shor vihu heresh. Shor vihu shote. Shor vihu katan davka. That you're going to say, you hayav. Aval shor vihu pikeya patur. Mai ta'ama deba'e le'iyune umezal. He should have watched where he was going. It's a big hadush. That which we say when a shor falls on the boar, depends what type of shor. If a shor is a pikeya, is a smart shor, so the baal abor can tell the owner of the shor, what do you want? What do you mean? But your boar, your shor should have been looking where he's going. Oh, but if he says, what do you want? My shor is a katan. Oh, katan, and then it's the baal abor's fault. My shor is a heresh. My shor is a shote. You're right. But if the shor is a pikeya, the baal abor can tell the baal ashor, your fault. Tanya namehache, nafal letocho shor, hire, shote, vekatan, besome, or blind, umhalech balayla, or even a short pikeyah that's walking at night. Because then, hayav. Which means at night, the baal abor can't say, oh, you should have watched where he was going. Where he was going, it's night. However, pikeyah umhalech bayom patur, but a short pikeyah that's walking in the day, in the chemism, it was a big hadush in the board. We always thought shor, any type of shor. Now you have to take the IQ of the shor. No, is it a pikeya? Is it a shote? What type of shor is it? We go to the next Mishnah. Echad shor ve'echad kol behema. Which means, now when we discuss, sometimes when the Torah says shor ve'hamor, in different halakhot, which we're going to read now, doesn't only limit it to shor ve'hamor. Shor ve'hamor was an example, but it means kol behema. For what? Let's go one at a time. Linefilat tabor. Number one, falling into a bor. Not only shor v'hamor, even though Torah only wrote shor v'hamor, but shor v'hamor v'huadin, any type of animals. Like we learned in yesterday's Gemara on the Amud Rishon, kesef yashiv liv'alav, we said. Any item that has an owner. So that's any type of animal. So therefore, lav dafka shor v'hamor. Why did it say shor v'hamor? For the Rishon. But it's v'huadin all animals. Ulafrashat har sinai. Oh. You remember when the Jewish people got the Torah, Borei Olam said, Gamatzon v'habakar al yir'u. But they cannot go to the mountain. Right? They cannot get close to the mountain. The mitzvah of Hagbalah, Hagbalah Tahar. Doesn't only apply to Bakar v'tzun, it applies to all animals. Okay? Ul tashlume kefir. Oh, you steal an animal, so you get caught, you have to pay double. Even though the Torah only talks about Chor Hamor, but Huadin, all animals, you pay double if you got caught stealing. Good? Because the Pasuk says, incidentally, let's go to Hafrashat Har Sinai Im Nashi. Im Behema Im Ish. Okay? It just says Behema by Har Sinai. So the Gemara is going to say it includes Haya and Of. Behema would be like a cow. Haya would be like a deer. And including Of as well. Teshlumei Kefil. Even though by Shor it says Shor Ad Hamor, it includes also Sha'ar Behema V'Haya. Okay, good. What else? Hashavat Aveda. Okay. Returning lost objects, any type of animal. Lifrika. What is Pirika? You see your friend has an animal that's laden with goods. You have a mitzvah to go and help him unload. Pirika. It applies to all animals. Ulhasima. Torah says, Lo tahsom shor bedisho. When the shor is plowing, you're not allowed to muzzle it. Huwadin to any animal. Okay. Likilayim. Good, you're not allowed to crossbreed animals together to mate them together. That she says, Laharba'a. Okay, that's one type of kil'ayim. But huadin to all types of animals as well. Haya, ve'of, etc. And also kil'ayim, that you're not allowed to plow them together. You cannot put two animals together in the same plow and guide them. Huadin, that it's asur with all types of mixed breeds. Ul Shabbat. Okay, we know the Shabbat, the Torah says what? Leman, Yanua, Shorecha, Vahamorecha, not only Shor Vahamor, Huadin, all your animals are allowed to do work on Shabbat. Vechen, Haya, Vahof, Kayotse, Bahim. Good. Not only all the Behemoth, but all these items apply to Hayot as well, and Ofot as well. Imken, lama ne'emar shor hamor. Also, why in these pesukim does it use the example of shor and hamor? So Yehuda says, ela shidibera katuv behove. A lot of times the pasuk speaks in the present because it's common to use a shor and a hamor. Baru adin, all animals are bechlal. Now the Gemara basically is going to go through each one of these examples that we said and prove to us that it doesn't only mean shor and hamor, it's referring to all the animals. Beautiful. Linfila tabor. How do you know that all animals you have to pay when they fall to war? Kesef yashiv liv alaf ketiv. You have to pay money to the owner. Kol de'it le'be'alim. Kedamran, like we learned on the Amud Rishon. Whoever has an owner, animal, shor, hamor, haya, off. Lafrashat arsinai. How do you know that all the animals were commanded not to go to arsinai when they gave the Torah? Im behema, im ish lo yihye. Now we have a rule. Bechaya bechlal behema avya. We have a rule. Whenever Torah says behema, behema and haya are equal. Which is behema huadin haya. How do we know that? That haya is included. So that she says, dichtiv, zota behema shetochelu. And then what does it say? Ayal tsevi. It lists hayot. It says zota behema. These are the edible behemot. And it lists two hayot. Whatever. It's a different hayot. So you see behema and haya interchangeable. How do I know ofot? Im lerabot ta ofot. It says im behema im ish. The im comes to include ofot, and we're also not allowed to go next to Har Sinai. V'tashlumei kefel. How do I know all animals? If a person steals them, they have to pay double. Keda amrinan, because it says in the pasuk al kol devar pesha klal. Kol davar peshia. Good. When it says al kol devar pesha, we're talking about over there a case where a person, he was a shomer, right? And the shomer swore falsely that the animal got stolen. Meanwhile, he stole it himself. So it says, al kol devar pesha. Any type of item, meaning shor, hamor, haya, of the kol, comes to include all types of animals that he steals, he indeed has to pay kefil. La shavat aveda, how do we know that any item, any type of animal is subject to have to return if it's lost? Because it says, lechol avedat achicha. To all your brother's lost objects. Lefrika, how do you know if you see any animal that's laid in that you have a mitzvah to help your brother unload it? Yalif hamor, hamor meshabbat. Okay. Gezerah Shabbat. It says by Shabbat, your hamor has to rest. And we know by Shabbat doesn't only mean hamor, it means all animals, which we'll see in a second. So just like by Shabbat, it says hamor means all animals. So too by Pirika, where it says the word hamor, it means huadin, all animals. La hasima, that you cannot muzzle your animal. Yalif shor shor mi Shabbat. Same thing. It says shor by hasima, it says shor by Shabbat. We know by shor by Shabbat, it's not dafka, it's all animals. Huadin by hasima. Likil'ayim. Kilayim the harisha. If it's kilayim of plowing, meaning you cannot plow two animals together, yaliv shor shor mishabbat. Good, because it says lo taharosh shor v'hamor. Oh, shor it says by harisha. It says shor by shabbat, just like shor by shabbat includes everything, so to everything. Kilayim the harba'a. That means mating them. You don't have to cross mate different animals. Yaliv behemtecha behemtecha b'shabbat. It says by harba'a behemtecha. It says by shabbat behemtecha behemtecha behemtecha. Just like shabbat, all animals. Huh?
We use it twice. The Shabbat, we just use it.
No, we use shor. Now we're using a different word. We're using behemtecha.
They said both of them previously.
No, no.
Yeah, it said one for shor, one for
behemtecha. We use shor and we use hamor. Pirika yalif hamor hamor. Hasima yalif shor shor. Kilayim. You say for on the kilayim.
Right.
The kilayim. That's a question. Agave Shabbat min alam. Now there's a real question. How do you know by Shabbat that it's coming to include all types? Detanya Rabbi Yosef ben Moshe Rabbi Yishmael. Bederot Rishonot. We have two sets of commandments. 10 commandments in Yitro and the Asid Berot in Vet Hanan. Bederot Rishonot Neymar. Avdecha v'amatecha u'bemtecha. Okay? It lists. This is talking about who has to rest on Shabbat. Your Eved, your Amma, and your Behemah. Stop, not just animals. This is Behemtecha. Ubederot Acharonot in Vet Hanan Neymar. Veshorecha. Well, here are list animals. What do you mean? It says kol behemtecha already in the Dibrot Lishonot. What did the Dibrot Aharon have to include? Shor v'chamor. It's included in kol behemtecha. Velama yatzu lomar lecha ma shor v'chamor amur kan. Hayaba of Kayotsebahim. That just like over here. That when it says Hayaba of, when it says Shorva Hamor, it's Huadin, all other animals as well. Af kol Hayaba of Kayotsebahim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, בדברות ראשון נאמר בהמתך, ולא נאמר בהם שור וחמור, ובדברות אחרות הוסיף להזכיר שור וחמור. והלו, אף הם בכלל כל בהמתך אמור בצידן, not even the דברות ראשונות. שור וחמור in the second דברות, it says כל בהמתך. What did you have to say שור וחמור? אלא to teach me that what, מה שור וחמור האמור כאן, חיה ועוף כיוצא בהן, how do you know that? We'll see. But just take the Gemara's word, so to אף כל מקום שנאמר שור וחמור, like for example, Pedikan Hasima, it means Hayav Of as well. So again, get to the Rasha good. The fact that it specified Shor V'Hamor in the Deberot Acharonot is to tell me, just like over here, Shor V'Hamor means Lav Dafka, means everything. So to any time it says Shor V'Hamor, it means everything. Where does it say Shor? By Lo Tachsom Shor B'Nishor, or by Kelayim B'Emtecha, or by the other places, Pedika. So the Gemara says, wait, Ema, why don't you say Behema did the Berot Rishonot Klal? Because it says Behema. Behema is every animal. That's Klal. Shorecha v'hamorecha did the Berot Aharonot Prat. And in the Berot Aharonot, maybe Shorecha v'hamor is a Prat. And what's the rule? Klal u'Prat. En b'chlal ela mashe b'prat. Shorecha v'hamor in midi aharin alo. If you're going to learn the Berot in a Klal Prat, you're stuck. Maybe it's only Shor and Hamor. לא, אמרה, וכל בהמתך דברות אחרונות, it says in דברות אחרונות, וכל בהמתך, so there was another כלל, חזר וכלל, איפה יהיה, וכלל ופרט וכלל, אתה דן אלא, כעין הפרט, מה הפרט מפורש בעלי חיים, אף כל בעלי חיים, very good, just like שור וחמור, is an animal so too, all animals, the Gemara says, "Ve'ema, maybe ma pirat meforash davar shenivlato metame b'magau masa af kol davar shenivlato metame b'magau masa aval ofot lo." Oh, now like the question we asked on Amud Rishon. Maybe you'll tell me the klal prat klal. Very good. Kena pirat. What's the prat shor v'hamor? What do they have in common? They're animals, of course, and also their nevelot are metameh b'magam masa. So I'll say all animals that are similar to Shor v'Hamor are metameh, the nevelot b'magam masa, but not ofot, because ofot are not metameh. So how do you know that your chickens cannot work on Shabbat? I'll tell you only like things that are like Shor and Hamor. That's the Gemara's question. Amre, im ken nichtov rachmana had pirata. If that was the case, let the Torah just write Shor. And I would say, what? What's the common denominator of a shor? Shor is a animal. Nivlato metameh. So only things that are nivlato. But the fact that I wrote hamor, was after I wrote hamor for? Obviously, hamor is not coming to teach me the hadush of nivlato metameh. Because that already I know from shor. The hamor must be coming, including even things that are not nivlato metameh. Kegon, off. Gemara, hold it. Hey, nichtov rahmana. Oh, you couldn't write one. That's not an option. אי כתב רחמנה שור, הווה מינה קרב לגבי מזבח, אין, שאינו קרב לגבי מזבח, לא, כתיב רחמנה חמור, ואי כתב רחמנה חמור, הווה מינה קדוש בבכורה, אין, שאין קדוש בבכורה, לא, כתיב רחמנה שור. Which means there was no option to write one. I needed to write both, because if I just would have wrote שור, I would have said only animals that are away for the מזבח. Also I had to write חמור, and if it only wrote חמור, I would say only animals that have קדושת. Bechor. Oh, so therefore, you do not have a limud to learn that ofot are included in Shabbat. Because you wanted to tell me what? Shor v'hamor, including everything. Hey, maybe it's only including things that are similar to it. Things that are similar to that what? Nivlatan metameh. Ah, if that you wanted to tell me, tell me one, tell me shor alone. Oh, but still, how can you tell me shor alone? If you only told me shor alone, I would say only things that are only mizbeach. Oh, say hamor alone. Hamor alone, only things that when the firstborn is kadosh. So it's not an option to learn one. You have to write both. And therefore, by saying both, I'll tell you that what? Things that are similar that are ba'alei hayim and are metameh nivlatam, because that's what they have in similar, because the other things are not similar, but in metameh nivlatam, but an item like off, it's similar in one item. It's an animal, or it's a bala hayim, but it's not metameh nivlatam. So how would you know it? So the Gemara says, how you know it? Ela vechol behemtecha ribuyahu. Nu derashat. Forget about the cloud, plus cloud. At the end, in the second debirot, it says vechol behemtecha. That's working as a ribuy. Vechol behemtecha comes and tells me everything. Oh, once I learn vechol behemtecha tells me everything, that all animals, behemot, hayot, ofot, what's the deen? They cannot work on Shabbat from the ribuya. Good. Kol behemtecha is a ribuy. Gemara says, vechol echa dekatav rachmana kol ribuyahu. Hey, is that so? Anytime it says the word kol, we work with it as a ribuy? Ribuy means it's just including everything. Is that so? Which means, you had a choice in this case of Shabbat. You could have learned the klal, plat, klal. If you learned the klal, plat, klal, it only would come and teach you things that are me'ena perat, that are nivlatan tameh. You decided not to use the klal, plat, klal, and instead you were doresh, kol. Is that so? When you have an option to do a klal, plat, klal, do you go to the ribuyav kol? I'll prove it out like that. Ve'atanya, what does it say? Ve'agabe ma'asir, tichtiv kol. It says the word kol by ma'asir. We'll show you where it says that. Ve'kadarshinan le'bichlal uprat. Netanya, it says by ma'asir, sheni. Ve'natata ha'kesef b'chol asher te'aveh nafshecha klal. Which means, ma'asir sheni, you can, it says what? You could be podeh it. Oh, with the money of ma'asir sheni, you have to buy food. So the question is, what type of foods do you buy? So it says the pasuk, ve'natata kesef b'chol asher te'aveh, whatever you want, klal. Ba'bakar, u'bason, ba'yayin, u'bashechar. Prat. And then it says at the end of the pasuk, ubchol asher tish'alecha, nafshecha, hazar ve'kalal, klal, prat, klal, e'atadan, elakena perat. And what are the similarities of the prat? Ma prat meforash pri mepri. All these items are a fruit from a fruit, which means an animal comes from another animal. Pri mepri. The wine comes from the grape. The shechar comes from the seorim. It's pri mepri. It's something that comes from something. The gidole karka. And all these items come from the ground. Even the animal comes from the ground because he eats from the ground. Af kol pri mepri v'gidole karka. Good. To the exclusion of what? Fish, for example. Fish is not gidole karka, even though it might be pri mepri, but it doesn't have this gidole karka. You need all the qualities. Good. And what? So the Gemara says, oh, so we have a question. Here we had a ribuy, because at the end of the pasuk it says, b'chol asher tish'alecha nafshecha. But now you're doing a klal prat.
Are you getting a fish?
For ma'aseh sheni, according to this, you cannot put there on fish. Which means I cannot go use my ma'aseh sheni money to buy fish. Because the klal prat. But what do you mean? It says kol. So you see what? Not always do you go with kol if you have a klal prat. So back to Shabbat. By Shabbat you told me, we have a klal prat, but you know what? Forget about the klal prat. Doresh the kol to teach me everything. So Gemara says few answers. Amre, bakol klala, kol ribuya. Two different words. By ma'aseh sheni it says bakol. Bakol, that works with a klal prat klal. Kol alone, like it says by Shabbat, that's already a ribuya. There's a difference between the word bakol and kol. Iba'itema, kol nameh klalahu. I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Bakol is klala. Bakol, that's by Shabbat it says. Does it?
It says bakol by
ma'aseh. Oh, I was right. Bakol klala, that's by ma'aseh sheni. And kol ribuya. Good, that's my Shabbat. Very good. Iba'etema, kol nami klalahu. Sometimes kol, you can also use in the klal prat klal. Miyu, hai kol de'acha ribuyahu. But this kol over here by Shabbat is a ribuy. Why? Mede'a velel mechtav ubhem techa. It just should have said, and your animals. Kedichtib bedeberot rishonot. Dechatav kol behem techa. Oh, you went out of the way to go kol behem techa. Shma mina, Ribuya. Good. So therefore, let's just review what this took us to. This long journey took us to what? On Shabbat, none of your animals are allowed to work. Yeshor, Hamor, Ofot, Hayot. How do I know that? Kol. Finished. Oh, so now we have a problem. Once you're telling me why Shabbat, everything is off limits, why did the Torah have to say then? Shorecha, Hamorecha, what do you tell me? Kol. Oh, Hashta de Amart, Kol, Ribuyahu, Behemtecha de Debirot Rishonot, Veshor Vahamor de Debirot Aharot Lamali. What do you have to say then? Behemtecha in the first Debirot, and Shor and Hamor in the second Debirot, if already you told me the word Kol is coming to include everything cannot work on Shabbat. Amre, Shor Lagmure, Shor Shor Lahasima, Hamor Lagmure, Hamor Hamor Lefirika. Right. Which is when it says short by the Aset Neberot, tell me teacher, just like over by Aset Neberot. Includes all animals, it says we're short. And it says short by, you can't muzzle the animals, so the muzzling means all animals as well. And it says Hamor. And Hamor by Shabbat includes all animals, like it says Kol, because the Nibui. So to when it says Lo Taharos Shor Vahamor Yahdav, it doesn't mean only a shor and a chamor, it means you cannot plow any animals together. And when it says the word behemtecha by asad berot, and it says the word behemtecha by kelaim, it means all animals. So therefore, I need the shor, chamor, behemtecha by asad berot to come and tell me that just like over here, all animals are included. So too, by those dinim, all animals are included. Oh, now I go to those one step further. Afidu adam litzar. It should be forbidden for a human being to plow with an animal. Meaning you tie a human being to the wagon with a hamor, and he's pulling it to go plow. Why? Why should it be asur? Because by Shabbat, isn't a human being? Avdecha, v'amatecha. It says what next to behemah, avdecha, v'amatecha. So same thing. Your rule is what? Whatever type of animal is asur by Shabbat, is asur in these items. Hey, but human beings are also asur on Shabbat. Right? Abdecha, amatecha. So say that why they should be asur also to plow together with an animal. And that's not so. Alam matinan, adam mutar im kulam lahrosh, vilim shoch. Is mutar really to tie a man, to your slave, to the karon, to plow? Amar papa. So the papa answers. Paponya! That's the bene paponya, it's the name of a place. They know the answer to this question. Umanu, who's the rabbi, is going to give the interpretation? Rav Habar Yaakov. Amar kera lema an yanuach avdecha v'amatecha kamocha. Lehanacha hikashtiv velo ledavar acher. Which means, when the Torah compares behemtecha, amatecha, and all that stuff, that's the inyan Shabbat, meaning they both have to rest, but not the inyan of the dinim. Meaning, look up at the animal itself. We make a keshor, shor, amor, amor, bimtecha, bimtecha. But when the Torah juxtaposes behema next to Adam, is not to compare Adam to behema in all the laws. The comparison is lahanaha for rest. Just like your animal has to rest on Shabbat, your Eved has to rest on Shabbat as well. But not to go so far and say, oh, you compared the Adam to the Behemah? No, that's already too much. So in conclusion, that's the end of the Gemara. And then with the Gemara's conclusion over here is what? Lema'aseh, all these things in the Mishnah, when it says Shor Amor Lav Davka, it means everything. And most of them are really learned from Shabbat. Shabbat, we know it includes everything because of the ribuyaf, kol behemtecha, kol is ribuy. Either because kol is a ribuy, or because, no, kol sometimes can be a klal prat klal, but here we know it, the word is extra, because it just could have said, behemtecha, what did it have to say? Right? Kol, what did it have to say the extra word? Kol. Oh, so that comes and teaches us what? It's a ribuy, and once we have that ribuy, we say shor, shor, hamor, hamor, b'mtecha, b'mtecha. What about Adam? No, Adam was not mukash, only the anacha. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen, amen.